Okay, I lost the foot pedal, and I was also pausing to see if anybody wanted to jump in there. I can't answer anything to the amplifier since I have exactly one amplifier, and it's out in the garage, and I'm talking on currently. So I have no experience with amplifiers, but the antenna, I would almost, see, I'm not good with antenna theory, but I would try it without the counterpoise if it's like in the way or something or you just don't like having it. See what your SWRs are and then see how the performance is. As for theory, I'm not exactly sure. I can't speak to that, but that's what I would do. I currently do not have a counterpoise on the Slim Jim, but I don't think it's half wave. I want to say a quarter, but I don't know for sure. I'd have to look that up. Does anybody else have any answers or anything you can help Hayden out with either one of those questions about the antenna counterpoise and the amplifier? This is AC9HO Net Control.
Yeah, PGC.
Go ahead, John.
Alrighty, I'm a little fuzzy, so I'm not even going to attempt the amplifier question at the moment. Antenna-wise, that Slim Jim, as I look at it, you know, that's that is a half wave. And no matter what you do for a half wave, just straight piece of wire, you know, you do need a counterpoise. There's ways of rounding it. And the reason why we say this is you're always going to have some kind of ground current that's going to come flowing back on the coax, wanting to go somewhere. That's why that common mode choke is put in place. For decades, nobody ever talked about that. The original Slim Jims, the you know, the ribbon J antenna, whatever we want to call those, they never used it. They never used any type of common mode choke, no ferry core, nothing. And people were happy, but if we, you also go as far as talking about that nice 80 through 10 meter NFET that everyone talks about, has good luck, and so forth. Still, there's some length of your coax is going to be the counterpoise. So that's what happens, how it gets choked off and stays out of your equipment so you don't notice if you have any RF. Okay. Now, for those that filled me in on a little bit of this goes back when I was in high school there, and I definitely played with the ferret cores at the VHF level, and there was conditions that, yeah, this is a cat's meow. Other conditions, I'm not sure. So I gave you a little more expanded with the one on there, Hayden. And like with a lot of this stuff, snapping those ferret cores on to make a common mode choke, you may not notice any transmit, anything different in the transmit, and then you'll may find, hey, guess what? The antenna's quieter. I'm picking up less noise. That's always another possibility in there. And but anyway, hopefully that answers some question. There's always some kind of ground component of current that's going to flow back on the coax. And that's probably the best answer on all that.